ain't misbehaving. They're just behaving.
Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Welcome to this episode of Ain't Misbehaving.
I'm Dr. Louisa, and I'm here to talk about your pets, some problems you may have, and some things you can do. I'm a veterinarian with a special interest in behavior, and have been helping people with their pets for over 30 years. My hope is to help you with your own interspecies relationships.
There are a couple of things I want to say before I introduce my guest. The first is this episode's bonus question. What are the last few hairs on a dog's tail called? For the answer, stay tuned toward the end. The other thing I want to do before I introduce my guest is to let you know how we met. Now, when I did behavior consultations, I would also work with other professionals. There were trainers and veterinarians, as well as the owners. We often worked as a team. I met Jennifer when she contacted me about one of her clients' dogs. She thought that this dog could benefit from a little pharmacological intervention. So I met with Jennifer, and since I am a veterinarian and I have my veterinary license, I can prescribe medications. So as a team, we came up with a good plan for this dog. So here is my conversation with Jennifer Schneider.
Good to see you.
You too.
It's been a while.
It has.
Because I got the email from Susie Moore from Another Approach. And I had to go back into my files.
Oh, you actually looked and...
Yeah, because, you know, the name was familiar. But then I saw you on the file for Sergeant Pepper.
Oh, yes, I remember Sergeant Pepper.
Yes, he was a handful.
He was a handful.
So when I read the report for Sergeant Pepper, it kind of trailed off. I didn't get many updates after they said they were all so frustrated. Do you know how it turned out?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. I know exactly where they lived. I can picture the dog, picture all the specifics. But we were able to finally accomplish having him be able to be alone without screaming.
Okay. So they didn't rehome him?
No. Okay. No. Okay. They did not.
Okay. That's good.
They were very devoted to him.
Yes.
So
yes.
They just wanted to, I remember it was just a significant separation case.
Okay. Back to getting to know you again. So you have pick of the litter, dog training.
Yep.
And that's in Auburn.
Correct.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been there.
Well, and it's my company is just based out of my house. So I teach classes out at Run Wild, which used to be Argus Ranch.
Oh, okay.
Out there, out like Enumclaw-ish area. But as far as the company itself, it's just out of my home.
Gotcha. Okay, so your career is about to take another step.
Yeah, and that was my purpose behind it, is that I wanted to get my master's in animal behavior. I originally tried through, because I wanted to do online. There's only one university that officially does a master's of science in animal behavior.
Oh, okay.
University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I tried to get in there, and I think that was a big leap to try and get in, and I didn't. And so I went kind of on a search for what other master's programs there are. And it's a master's of professional science that I'm getting. So it's kind of a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided that I wanted to go back to school, simply put.
Right. Again, it's a big step for a master's degree.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you affiliated with any university?
Well, yeah. I'm taking classes through, it's Unity Environmental College.
Oh, okay.
It's as I said, it's kind of one of those programs. It's one of the only programs I found where you can get any level of master's in animal behavior at this point. I know long ago you could.
Yeah.
There were other options. Even the University of Washington had it, but I know they don't now.
Yeah. I think Jim Ha moved on.
Yeah. I actually got in touch with him because he was a professor of mine when I was there way back when.
Oh, yeah.
And thinking that he might be able to provide some level of mentorship. And he says, no, I'm in Florida and I'm retired.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
That's good for you.
I know. Well, I'm glad you found me because I've done some mentoring before.
Wonderful.
And basically it's just, what questions do you have?
Yeah.
What can I do?
Sure.
So, yeah, it's different for each person about what they need.
Yeah. And I think what I'm needing, at least this is the information I've gotten thus far, is that I need someone to help me to design my own study on whatever topic. I mean, honestly, I don't think they care what topic, mm-hmm. as long as it's a relevant topic to me that I can effectively study.
Right.
So
right.
They want me to choose a topic and do an official scientific study.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how I'm going to get the results, I don't know how they're expecting that. As far as, am I going to design my own study to analyze dogs in my care, or is this I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are all excellent questions.
Sure.
And I didn't help her with her studies, but there's another woman who just went through a course at the University of Edinburgh.
Oh, wow.
Online. It was an online
course. Yeah. Yeah. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
And she, I'm sure she had something similar.
Sure.
But, you know, we'll kind of knock on her door too.
Yeah.
And find out what she has to offer.
Yeah, any input I can get is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I think the program is definitely a self-study. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have an advisor of sorts.
Oh, good.
And we have required weekly check-ins and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, it's more self-study.
Right.
So, which is fine. It sounds like fun to me.
Well, yeah, because then you get to study what you want to study.
Yeah, which I don't even have a clue as to what.
Well, yet, it's such a broad field.
Yeah.
I mean, behavior is like, oh my God, what species, you know?
Yeah.
That's a big one. So are you going to concentrate on a particular species?
Yeah, I'll concentrate on dogs.
Yeah.
I think that's the most relevant for
yes.
me. Not that I haven't worked with cats as well, but I think predominantly, my focus has always been on dogs.
Yes, yes.
So,
and you know, they're both predators.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so let's see if we can narrow this down a little bit. Okay, dogs, because there's all sorts of behaviors. Are you kind of looking at problem behavior?
I think that's what I tend to focus on anyways, so it makes the most sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, half of the purpose for me going back to school is that I feel like I'm at a point in life where I'd like the hard cases.
Yes.
Right? I want to really have to think about what I'm doing and think about solutions and not have it be too simplistic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think problem behaviors that make sense.
Yeah. Because that's what I focused on.
Sure.
Because again, that's what people asked me to do.
Yeah.
So the clientele is out there.
Yeah.
Again, with problem behavior, my goodness, then, you know, there's all sorts of things, you know, there is. And what I like to look at is problem behavior that's actually normal behavior for the animal.
Okay.
It's just not wanted.
Yeah. I have two dogs that are very adept at offering behaviors that are natural to them and not so natural to us.
Yes. Well, that's where I came up with the title for this whole series.
Okay.
Ain't misbehaving, because they ain't misbehaving. They're just behaving.
Sure.
And I think B.F. Skinner came up with that.
But was it Bailey?
Bailey.
Yeah. Was it Bob?
Bob Bailey.
Okay.
Yes. And Marion.
Yeah.
And the time I was supposed to meet him, I signed up for chicken camp.
Oh, yeah.
And he couldn't come because Marion was sick.
Oh,
so
I see.
So I missed that.
Yeah.
But anyway, they wrote a paper, I think, called The Misbehavior of Animals. Because Skinner had done the behavior of animals. And he was saying, well, they don't misbehave. He said, well, in a way, they kind of do.
Sure.
It's like the example they gave was with a raccoon, because they always wash their food.
Sure.
But when they started getting tokens for their food.
Sure.
In exchange, yeah, they started washing the tokens.
Yeah.
So in a way, that's a misbehavior, I suppose. Sure. But again, you know, barking, biting, peeing, you know, all those sorts of things are just things that they do.
Sure.
And to me, the heartbreak is when people ascribe it to jealousy or revenge.
Sure.
Yeah.
Those things that dogs really can't do.
Speaking of emotions, one of the people that I sign up for her emails and her blogs and all this kind of stuff is Carolina Westlund. Yeah. She is a Scandinavian, and she just has these wonderful blogs and videos and classes and all sorts of things. Okay. And she focuses on the emotions and core emotions. So if you're not familiar with her, I will send you the links.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, she's marvelous. So that's one. Because, again, you know, animals have emotions, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll send you that.
Okay.
The other that I really like, it's more of a scientific thing in a way, but you're going there. So is Robert Sapolsky.
Okay.
To me, he's like a rock star. But he wrote the book, Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers.
Okay.
Along with a lot of other books.
Sure.
He's a professor at Stanford. But he's got a whole series of lectures on evolutionary biology.
Oh, wonderful.
And he goes into the genetics and the epigenetics and all that kind of stuff. So I will send you all those links, because if you're going for the master's, you need that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Is there, I don't know, a certain behavior or problem that is most troubling to you, or one that you would like to address, you know, more deeply?
I think that probably reactivity would be up on my list of things, just because it's an issue that I deal with my own dogs, as well as an issue that a lot of people deal with.
Yes, yes. So. And it can be dangerous.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it's a fun reactivity.
Absolutely.
I mean, this little guy you met today, the little Charm, who's a Cavalier, when we would walk him, he would lunge at passing cars.
Oh, geez.
You know, barking and up on his hind legs and rah, 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 rah.
Definitely,
you know?
Safety.
Oh, sure. Scary, you know? I mean, you drop the leash once and he's a goner. Yeah. So we worked on that with some success. He's still a puppy and he's very smart. He catches on really quickly. So every time a car would go past, and I started first with a parked car.
Sure.
But I just say car and then give him a treat.
Yeah.
And so it took him maybe four walks before he was seeing a car go by and then looking at me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really helps to have a smart dog.
Yeah. Yeah. It helps and hinders at times as well.
Well, that's true. Sometimes they're too smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think reactivity would probably be the most appropriate. And there's a lot of different views on how to deal with it. And I mean, I tend to combine, when I work with dogs, combine a lot of different methodologies, because it isn't just one simple thing, I think, for the most part.
Yeah.
So it would be, I mean, I don't know. I guess that's the question, is what exactly would I be studying? Whether something is effective or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
To define a study that might explore that would be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, as I said, I haven't really gone into full detail in my head as to exactly what I want. And I'm not sure what they require yet, because my quarter starts, or my term, they're not quarters, they're terms. I have to keep remembering that. But the term starts on, I think it's the 17th of March.
Oh, coming right
up. Yeah. So this particular term, I mean, we've been building up to this.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I have essentially two terms to develop this this paper, so 16 weeks plus another couple in between is how long I have to go through the entire, the entirety of developing something and obtaining results.
It sounds like an exciting prospect you're stepping into.
I'm having so much fun. Really, I didn't know how it would be going back to school because it's been many, many, many years.
Yes.
And I didn't know how it would be, one, because I'm basically in school with a bunch of what I would say are kids, right? And I'm probably one of the minority that's not in that realm. And I really didn't know how I would study now as an adult versus how I studied then as a kid and if it would be even feasible. I mean, it was a scary concept to go back to school, but I've loved it and I love the work and it honestly surprises me because I really didn't know, but it's been a really great process.
Yeah. Because, it seems to me that your experience is going to make this a lot better in a way, because I think you'll be a lot more focused.
I think so. And I don't know what exactly, I still haven't figured out. I definitely want hard cases when I'm done. I want to focus on that. I still haven't figured out how I'm going to accomplish that, but that's a whole other endeavor.
Yeah.
Beyond this.
But we'll have to talk more about that.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, are you still taking training clients?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm still full-time doing that.
So let me just give some information here. So I'm talking with Jennifer Schneider with Pick of the Litter Dog Training, and that is pickofthelitterdogtraining.com.
Yep. I've had that website for 20 plus years.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to continue this, and we'll let people know how things are evolving after a term
or
two.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, and of course, the answer to the bonus question. What are the last few hairs on a dog's tail called? Well, they're called dog hairs. If you have issues or topics that you are wondering about, you can send your questions to info@radiotacoma.org. Please put Ain't Misbehavin' in the subject line. You can give as much information in the email as you wish. If your question is chosen, I will answer it in detail on the program. Join us again for more sagas from the world of pet behavior problems.
This is Dr. Louisa reminding you,
they ain't misbehaving, they're just behaving.
I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.